Okay, we've talked about I'm still fighting that God is God and I'm not. And we're down to talking about the dangers of doing that. We said that there's constant fear, there's arrogance, there's failures. Another thing that is a danger, and I think Penny brought this up a minute ago, it's just a diet of rules and regulations. Someone turn to Hebrews 10:11 and read that out real loud for me. Hebrews 10:11. You probably know this verse.
Every priest stands daily, ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin.
What's that last phrase?
Never take away sin.
It can never take away sins. So we can have as many regulations and rules and all of that, which is what the whole book of Hebrews is about. That was not enough. It could not take away sins. And that's why they had to keep redoing it over and over again. And so when we are admitting that God is, or not admitting that God is God, and I'm not, did I say that right? Okay, I know, now I'm thinking, I don't know, well, you know what I mean, I've said it enough tonight. Okay, we think we're in the meat of the word, but we're still in the milk of the word, because we're just dealing with rules and regulations instead of dealing with relationship and will and grace and love. Okay. Another danger, and here's one that just kind of sums up all of these other fears. Where is the faith? Where is the faith if you are walking on eggshells, if you're in constant fear, if you're arrogant, if you're living off of rules and regulations? Someone read Hebrews 11:6 loudly for us. This is one of my favorite verses. Is it your favorite verse? Well, then you get to read it, Carol. Okay, so you have to believe who he is, and then you have to diligently seek him. Let me explain to you what diligently seeks means there. My son Jordan, y'all have heard the phrase chick magnet. That's what he says, he's a chick magnet. He says he's on the prowl. I'm like, I don't know if I like that word. But anyway, he's at Harding, so we're thinking it's all good. We're hoping it's all good. When he was in high school, when he was a senior in high school, one night I was really busy trying to prepare a dinner for some, I don't know what it was, people were coming over or what, I don't remember, but I was in a hurry, and you know, you're kind of doing all this, and you're in the middle of a recipe, and I was out of whatever it is I needed. And so I said, son, he's sitting there watching TV. I said, Jordan, I need you to run to the store for me and get whatever. What? Mom? Jordan, please, I need, you know. So I went through this, and he goes, all right. So he stood up. And he kind of walks and he goes, I can't find my wallet. I can't drive without my wallet. Well, go find your wallet. Can't find it anywhere. I mean, he looked like, you know, on the coffee table and maybe in the kitchen. That was it. Son, go find your wallet. I need you. So he finally did it. And I'm not kidding you. Two days later, he's getting ready to go out on a date. He has plenty of time. Mom, I'm ready to go. I can't find my wallet. You've got to help me find my wallet. And what is he doing? He is turning up every piece of furniture. He's looking in the freezer. He's opened the refrigerator. He is diligently seeking his wallet. Was he diligently seeking his wallet 48 hours earlier? Okay, what is the difference? Motivation. Motivation. Why did he diligently seek that wallet the second time? There was a hot chick waiting for him, right? But do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. There's a different motivation for diligently seeking him. And if we are not admitting that he is God and I'm not, then there is no faith in that. And Scripture tells us if you don't have faith, you cannot please him. So this is all of these things, all of these fears we talked about rob us of our relationship with God. So I'm fighting against God. admitting that he's God. So I'm telling myself, believe it or not, and this just floors me, and this is where I just cower because I think that lightning's going to strike me, when I think that I'm smarter than God. So I can tell him how I want to treat other people, and I can tell him how I want to worship, and I can tell him what I want my attitude to be when I'm doing all of those other things. So do you see how I've placed myself like way up above God? When I don't admit that he's God, who am I admitting that is God? Me. That just makes me cringe. That makes me cringe. But people all over the world do that. And people that profess to be Christians do that all the time. Okay, so you only have two choices to admit that he's God and I'm not. You can either fight it or you can submit to God and I'm not. And to do that, you have to realize all of those freedoms that we talked about, you have to accept those. You have to accept that he deals with me differently. You have to accept that he has the freedom to be outside of time and space. He can do whatever he wants. He can treat my neighbor differently. He has the freedom to do all of those things because I realize that my sin separated him and me in the first place, and my sin is the one that put him on the cross. Turn to Isaiah 51, I think. 53, sorry. And something I've done in my Bible, and I did this a long time ago, every time there's the word our or we, I put me and my. And I'm going to read this through for you. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and following. Surely he took up my infirmities and carried my sorrows. Yet I considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for my transgressions. He was crushed for my iniquities. The punishment that brought me peace was upon him, and by his wounds I am healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So, all of those things that we've talked about God tonight so far, if I admit that he is God and I'm not, I'm going to live my life in gratitude, in complete gratitude to him. And you know what? That's really a relief. It's a relief that I don't have to be God. It's like I've been walking around wearing this shirt that has a big capital G-O-D on it, and I can just take that off and I can put it aside. Because a minute ago we talked about, somebody said, you know, I get frustrated when my kids say, that's not fair. Well, I don't have to do that. I mean, can you imagine being God and two people coming up to you and saying, hey, why are you treating me different from her over there? We're the same. Why are you doing this? And me having to explain myself? Whew, I'm glad I don't have to do that. It gives me relief. This is one of my favorite verses. It gives me relief that even if I don't do my job of praising him, Luke 19 says that the stones will do it. If I do not give praise to my God and do my job, which is out of gratitude, the stones will cry out and praise his name. He is in control, and I have to admit it, and I have to live like it, and that's what some of our other lessons are going to be talking about. Let me read you a quote, and we're just about through. There is a significant difference, and this is going to be where we're going tomorrow. Okay, so I want you to be thinking about this. Quote, sorry, I'm really bad about writing down where I get the quotes, so just take it as your own. There's a significant difference between a personal determination to try harder and a complete abandonment of oneself to God's purpose. Let me read that again. There's a significant difference between a personal determination to try harder and a complete abandonment of oneself to God's purpose. The former rests on people and their commitment, while the latter relies on God and his sufficiency. Now picture this. I was going to write it up there, but I'm not going to take the time to do that. If you have a little column of try harder, and it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to try harder to read my Bible, and I'm going to try harder to be kinder to people, and I'm going to try harder to do this. Who is that based on? Me and my ability, right, and my efforts. Do you remember Yoda in talking to Luke Skywalker? Has anybody ever seen those movies? You know what he says? He says, you either do or you don't. There is no try. That was my best Yoda impression, okay? You either do or you don't. There is no try, okay? It doesn't depend on us. We just got through discussing all of that, right? It doesn't depend on what I do or don't do, okay? Abandonment of self is admitting that God is God, and it's based on God's ability and his sufficiency. Yes, and so then, how much easier is that? How much easier is that, ladies? I get to live my life in gratitude, trying to praise him and serve him. I don't have to do it because of me and what I can do, because there's not anything I can do to make God different from who he is. So, we're going to start right there, because what I want to start with tomorrow is, okay, so I've admitted that he's God, and I've submitted to his freedoms. Now what do we do with that? So does anybody have anything they want to say, question, ask before we finish tonight? Yes. Isn't that great? And that gives you what?
Oh, just peace. I mean, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And you get to look around and see the scenery and visit with your neighbors. That's right. Anybody else have anything to say or question?
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your attention and your participation, and I look forward to getting to know you guys tonight, and we will start tomorrow.